A Problem Shared with Tony and Val on Kerry Today.
Yeah, Tony and Val McGinley with us on the line. Good morning to both of you and thanks for joining us again this week.
Good morning. Good morning, listeners.
Good morning, Jerry.
Okay, we're going to start with a query here. And anyone's got any questions or queries or observations to make about what we're saying, then do please get in touch with us as always. This one comes in. It says, I realised recently that all my life I've been taking responsibility for almost everything that goes wrong and everyone else's problems. I don't want to do that anymore. And I've made a decision that when someone has a problem or is responsible for a mishap or a mistake, I'm not going to take it on board. I want to stop feeling somehow that it was my fault and I must do something to help. I wonder if you have any thoughts about this sort of situation.
Yeah, well I'll go first on
okay,
this
Val.
One. Yeah, listener, I would say give yourself time. I know you've made a decision, but if you revert to form, which you have, like, has been for however many years, don't beat yourself up about it. Just to kind of say, okay, I'll get there. Personally, I would give myself 6 months to make the change. And it might initially start in hindsight. I shouldn't have taken that on board. The other thing I would suggest is that when someone says, oh, look, I broke a very important vase or something, say, I'll get back to you later about my thoughts on it. Don't kind of commit yourself immediately.
Yeah, yeah, because it's hard and they'll need that time, Val, is it? Because it's hard to change the habits of a lifetime, really.
It is, yeah, yeah. And this reads to me as if it is a lifetime.
Yeah.
Maybe it isn't, maybe it is. But I would say, like, be gentle on yourself, listener.
Okay, Tony?
Yeah, it has the sound of something coming from childhood. And if your rearing was such that you were getting things blamed on you all the time, it would explain how you are now reacting. And either way, I think if it's a serious problem and it sounds serious enough, it's probably a very good idea to talk to somebody who is professionally, you know, trained in that area that we be able to give you some good advice. But as Val said, it's not something you'll get over immediately, but over a period of time, you will. And I think, as Val mentioned as well, reminding yourself each and every time you start to think that way, I'm thinking that way again. You say it to yourself in your head or out loud if you're on your own.
Yeah.
You know, and by doing that consistently, it takes, they say it takes 6 to 8 weeks to train ourselves to do something. And if you do that consistently for 6 or 8 weeks, you will begin then to automatically, as it were, spot yourself going into that frame of mind. And I think that works for a lot of people and is very, very helpful. But if you're stuck then after that, after a couple of months of beginning to try and change things, you would do worse than talking to a counsellor.
And if I went to a counsellor, I personally wouldn't want to know where this situation started, but I would say to the counsellor, this is what I want to do.
Yeah.
And I would lay it out very clearly, and I would say, I want your help in making me not take other people's problems on board.
Rather than going down the road, Val, is it of how did I fall into this and why was I such a mug all my life and the recriminations that might come from that, is it?
Yeah, it might help the person to know where it comes from. But personally, I don't see, like, it's behaviour, it's deeds, not words.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not necessary to dig out everything out of the past. It that's very Freudian. Freud was mad for digging out the past. But sometimes you can do very well by just literally living in the future. And as Val said, spotting every time you're going down that road, eventually you'll miss the turn.
I saw a wonderful documentary about, I think it was Leonard Cohen.
Yes.
And all his songs were covered by other people. He wasn't him singing his songs. It was other people singing his songs. But Leonard Cohen was very interested in spiritual matters. And he talked about, in this documentary, he talked about, I can't remember now, on the chariot, and the Lord, I think it was Krishna, who said to him, you will never, ever unravel the series of events that have led you to this point in time.
Yeah, yeah. And
so,
important,
like,
to note
I
that.
Don't see the point of it. It's just like, yeah, let deeds, not words, be my adorning.
Well, is there a bigger task, Val, perhaps, for this person, if they are doing this and they're set upon doing it, is to be ready for the reaction of the people around them? If this is what they've been doing all their life, they're the go-to person, they've, whatever it is, fallen into the role of, I'm in trouble, I'll go to this person to help it out, they'll take over and they'll sort everything. Is that going to be part of the biggest challenge for this person? The reaction of other people saying, well, you used to do this sort of thing, and they get kind of cross with you for not doing it now, even though it's unreasonable.
Right.
Would,
yeah,
that be
right,
part of the problem?
Yeah. And the counsellor may be able to help them or may not. I'd say lighten up on the counsellor too, to be, you know, like, yeah, depending on, as Tony mentioned, the training of the counsellor, where they're coming from. And if they're coming from a Freudian background, Sigmund Freud, they'll want to figure out where this started, what caused it, what's the explanation for it. Personally, I don't see that has anything to do with it. It's,
yeah,
it's how I behave in the future.
Yeah. Tony,
it does put a shape on someone, you know, how you're reared and how you're educated puts a shape on us, but it doesn't ultimately control us.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. And look, it's part of the challenge here if they want to stick with what they're doing. And as Val said, look, it may not work and go easy on yourself, but just be getting ready for the reaction of others in their life to their new way of not doing things, I should say, as we say it.
I think that this person wrote, the letter they wrote, means they've already taken a huge shift in their attitude.
Yeah.
And if they stick with it and they do it consistently for 8 weeks, remind themselves every time they're thinking that way, change the thought, say, stop it, change, I must change my thought now.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Okay, interesting point. If you have a view on that, get in touch with us in the programme. Any questions or queries for Tony and Val, we want to hear from you on the problems shared. We'll have more with both of them after we take these.
A problem shared with Tony and Val on Kerry Today.
Yeah, and Tony Bell and Val McGinley with us on the line. A listener gets in touch and says, regarding the person trying to solve everyone's problems, I wonder if she is an elder sister of a certain generation. I'm a woman in my 60s and inclined to carry on what I call the elder sister syndrome, always trying to fix and sort things out. It's hard to shift a habit of a lifetime.
Yeah, that's one thing that will make a person that way. Another one is a Mr. Fix-It, if it is a man. he has to fix everything that's broken and try to fix other people's things as well. There's lots of things that can make someone, as it were, into that type of person.
Yeah, I thank you, listener, for ringing in. I do believe we can change. It may take, as Tony said, 6 to 8 weeks, or indeed 6 months. But I do believe, and I would say to you, the first thing you can do is figure, I can change. It may take time, but I can do it, and I will do it.
Yeah, and that's the thing to hold on.
The one thing human beings can do is change. And a lot of people get stuck in, oh, I can't change that. We can change. It's been proved.
Yeah. Yeah, certainly has. Okay, we have another query in here from a listener who says, I have a younger sister who is a serious shopaholic. I mean, she's addicted. It has gotten worse over the years. She can spend hundreds in a month. Her house is a total mess with stuff everywhere. It's affecting her family and her husband. Is there any way in which I can help her?
Well, the first thing I'd say is no, unless you're invited. Because if you charge into a situation like that, it'll only create hell. And, you know, it could be her survival strategy, because we all have things we get stuck in, sports, keep fit, hobbies, music, cigarettes and alcohol or whatever. We all use some strategy, and that could be her strategy. And if you, as I said, dive in without, you know, checking the water first, you could cause more trouble than anything else.
Yeah, I suppose Is there a way I can help her? I suppose there probably is, possibly, allegedly, and supposedly, etc., etc., etc.
Yeah.
By saying, like, when I'm visiting her, I bought a jumper and I realised I didn't like it, so I returned it and let it at that.
Unless
that's not much good unless you do it regularly.
Unless, as Tony says, you're invited, or if there's a plea for help, Val. Would that be a way of and then you get involved, or can
no,
you even at that situation?
For a plea for help. I would put it into the mind of my sister. I go along with what Tony says. It's ultimately, it's none of my business. It's her husband's business and the family's business. But I would kind of say I've returned something. I would put it into their mind that things can be returned. And maybe I'd say I leave the labels on so I can return it and I put the receipt in the pocket or somewhere safe.
Yeah.
Shopping and buying can be almost like somebody who's addicted to gambling. It can be that serious with some people. And they just have to get something when they see it. And if it's that serious, she definitely needs, you know, proper medical help.
Yeah, yeah, and if it does come to that. But then, is that the point that Val says, Tony, that look, primarily this is an issue for the family unit, the husband in particular, and the effect it's having in their family?
Yeah, but, you know, an outsider, even a sister, can't just charge in and sort of announce that to the family. it will cause major hassles. As Val said, if you could do it drip by drip, you know, drip feed her the odd little remark, a throwaway remark is the best one. You know, you're just sort of just walking out the door and you make some little remark and off you go.
Yeah, I was just thinking there, if it's affecting the sister, maybe meet on a neutral basis in a neutral premises or in my house.
Yeah.
You know, just like define, is it affecting me?
Yeah.
And if it's affecting me and upsetting me terribly, maybe I should remove myself from the situation.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. And then it on that neutral ground, could you have a conversation saying, look, I think that this may be gone too far, or is that dangerous ground to go down?
I think it's dangerous ground to go, to be quite honest with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, unless you're invited, and, you know, if you're out for a day, the two of you, and you're having a great time and a bit of a laugh, and you're down over a coffee, and the conversation opens up, it might give you an in, but be very careful how you go in with that sort of stuff, because it can really create major, major problems.
Yeah.
Now, I don't look at it, but there is a program on television about hoarding.
Yes.
I would suspect, like Tony says, there's a reason why the hoarding goes on. And I would suspect, but I don't know, and listeners, I do not know, but I would suspect when the house is cleaned up, within a few months, it's back full of stuff again.
Yeah, this could be a repeat cycle, so to speak, of this behaviour.
It could be literally an addiction. There is an addiction of that sort.
Yeah. And if that's the case, it needs professional help, that's for sure.
Oh, absolutely.
And another listener gets in touch and says, on the elderly sister syndrome, it comes from being in a big family, always expected to help, often taking on a mother's role. That can happen sometimes, I suppose, when it comes to one of the possible explanations as to why someone got into this mode in the first place. But that, as you said, Val, that doesn't speak to what they need to do now or what they want to do now in terms of changing that.
I think society sometimes puts it on, like, if the mother and father died, they can say sometimes to the eldest son, well, you're in charge now, or the eldest sister, they can say, you're in charge now. Dangerous thing to do.
Yeah, yeah, very much indeed. Okay, guys, brilliant stuff. Thanks a million again. That's Tony and Val McGinley with us for A Problem Shared.